ZY Sebastopol.
93.7 Jazzy.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. There was an hours-long standoff Tuesday afternoon at a Petaluma motel with a man accused of domestic violence, arson, evading arrest, and weapons charges. It all started with a domestic violence call at a home on Harvest Lane in Santa Rosa Saturday night. Police were not able to arrest the man that evening. The next day, he was spotted in a blue Ford F-150 pickup truck. Police attempted to pull him over, but he refused, and a pursuit was initiated. Eventually, it was called off over public safety. Later, a fire broke out at the suspect's home on Harvest Lane, but was quickly extinguished. Inside, they found more than a dozen guns. Eventually, police found he was staying at a motel on South McDowell Boulevard in Petaluma. Santa Rosa police, the SWAT team, and Petaluma police all surrounded the motel, and after the suspect fired several shots, it was determined he shot himself. He was taken into custody and remains in critical condition in a hospital with life-threatening injuries. His name has not been released, only that he is a male in his mid-50s. The Fire Victim Trust Administrator has announced another round of payments to survivors is on the way. So far, victims have received 60% of their claims for the losses of the 2017 fires, Butte Fire, and the 2018 Camp Fire. That number will grow to 66% starting April 25th. The total for the victims' trust is $14 billion, still a little short of the $19.2 billion awarded by the court. In sports, the Warriors play the Mavericks in Dallas tonight at 5:30. And your forecast, we've got a wind advisory from tonight through tomorrow. Otherwise, sunny, breezy, and warm today with mid to upper 60s. Clear and breezy tonight with 40s, sunny, windy, and warm for tomorrow with upper 60s and low 70s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
You've tried everything. Doctor visits, pain medication, and still, there's no escape from the pain. It's constant, and it's affecting your relationships, your job, your quality of life. Pain doesn't wait, and neither should you. Still Life Acupuncture wants you to know that there's an alternative to addictive medications for pain management. Acupuncture and non-invasive therapies, such as massage and cupping, have been used for pain relief and rebalancing the body for thousands of years, and it can work for you. Just listen.
I've dealt with chronic neck and back pain from a broken shoulder and bruised tailbone most of my life. Acupuncture treatments from Still Life have provided relief and improvement like nothing else. I'm my better self after a treatment and can feel the progress of the pain healing after each visit. Thank you, Still Life.
Pain doesn't wait, and neither should you. Schedule an appointment with Still Life Acupuncture today. Online at stilllifeacupuncture.com. stilllifeacupuncture.com.
Now, Redwood Credit Union brings you another hometown hero. When you have a heart for helping people, what do? You create a Facebook group called 707 Fire and Info and keep everyone updated with fire information. That's what the owner of 707 Plumbers, Matt Duncan, did. After the fires, he has continued to utilize the social media group to help people. When someone has a need, Matt is the first to jump in. And if he can't help them personally, he'll connect them with someone who can. He's made a difference in the lives of many. For his dedication to our community, his heart for giving, and continuing willingness to lend a helping hand, we now put Matt Duncan on our ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you'd like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to kjzy.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love, let us know who your hero is so we can give them the recognition they deserve.
Jazzy.
One sweet hour of the greatest songs of all time. All yours this hour with Vic Damone, Matt Monro, Carly Simon on the way. Harry Connick Jr. starts us off right now on Jazzy 93.7.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a friend. Is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a friend.
Because you're near me, funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars. We're under. Oh, is it any wonder that I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of weather? This little dream I'd we've put our hearts together.
Took me Bach. Schlock. Never had it. Never will. Jazzy. KJZY.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read on Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read on Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over a million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read on Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
The beautiful voice of Billie Holiday as the greatest songs of all time continue. Love Me or Leave Me on Jazzy, 93.7.
Let me be lonely. You won't believe me and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and give it back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else. Love me or leave me or let me be lonely. You won't believe me and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Today and give it back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else.
Jazzy 93.7. KJZY, the greatest songs of all time. There's Bijou Adair with Mood Indigo. Billie Holiday, Love Me or Leave Me, as we make our way through the 8 o'clock hour. And here is Bette Midler on Jazzy.
Lately when I'm in my room all by myself, in this solitary gloom, I call to myself. Stars in your eyes, love never made a fool of you. You used to be so wise. Hey there, you on that high flying cloud, though he won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday he'll come. Forget him, him with his nose in the air. He's got you dancing on a string. Break it and he won't care. Won't you take this advice? I hand you like a mother. Or are you not seeing things? Love never made a fool of you.
Not until now.
You used to be so wise.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Hey there.
What?
You on that high flying cloud, though he won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday he's gonna come to you.
My love, do you know are like stars brightly beaming. I bring you and sing you a moonlight serenade. Led astray till break of day in love's valley of dreams. Just you and I.
Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. During the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors meeting last night, Sonoma County Health Services Director Tina Rivera spoke about the county increasing its fight against racial discrimination. She wants it declared a public health crisis. The board went on to approve a resolution to recognize racism as a threat to public health. The meeting was not without controversy, as several people spoke in opposition to the resolution, including one who caused sheriff's deputies to clear the room after board chair David Rabbit called for a recess. Sonoma County has announced applications for the wood chipper program are now open. Residents in unincorporated parts of the county may apply for a free 2-hour visit to have cut trees and brush processed into mulch. There are specific guidelines, and available slots are filled on a first-come, first-served basis. You can get all the information you need and apply through the PermitSonoma.org website. Attorneys with the Los Angeles Innocence Project on Tuesday went before a San Mateo County judge, arguing for DNA testing to help prove Scott Peterson did not kill his pregnant wife. The hearing was mostly procedural, with the judge setting dates in the next few months to hear motions by Peterson's attorneys